Roblox is now the most popular video game platform in the US and Europe, played by more than 200 million people every month. It allows its users, who are often children, to create their own avatars and jump into games designed by other players. But critics say the company doesn't adequately protect kids from harassment and abuse, and that it doesn't share enough of its income with young developers who've made the platform so successful. For more, we're joined by Quentin Smith, a journalist at the outlet People Make Games, who investigated Roblox in a series of YouTube videos. Welcome to the show.
Oh, Tanya, I'm so happy to be here.
Yes, happy to have you. So parents listening to this story may already know about Roblox, but walk us through how it works. It's sort of like a metaverse for kids.
You know, that's right. It's arguably the world's most successful example of the metaverse. And it's also kind of an interesting case study in why the metaverse might not quite be the sort of glittering dreamland that some tech entrepreneurs make it out to be. So Roblox is kind of a cross between a video game platform and a social media network. It is a website where anyone can make an account in a few seconds. And I think 2/3 of American children aged between 9 and 12 now have a Roblox account. And you can log on, you can play games. Most of these games are free, at least initially. But the thing that separates Roblox from a lot of game platforms is that Roblox Corporation doesn't actually make games themselves. The way it works is that Roblox users can use the platform's free tools and free hosting to make games themselves. And Roblox Corporation has described this as the vision for the company was to allow kids to make games for other kids. So when Roblox started almost 20 years ago, I think, it wasn't possible for kids to make money. But now, as the platform has grown and evolved, it plays host to tens of thousands of young developers who are making games for the platform and making money. Mm. Some of the developers I spoke to dropped out of school age 16 to pursue a career, rightly or wrongly, making games for Roblox.
Oh, that's really interesting. And you actually also spoke with an 11-year-old developer who actually soured on Roblox after his first game flopped. Let's listen.
Even though Roblox says to encourage you to actually make games, the likelihood of you making a successful game is basically zero.
How do the biggest games on Roblox actually get made?
Well, in recent years, the biggest games on Roblox are now made by teams. So where the platform, you know, 5 or 10 years ago, had a lot of individual entrepreneurs making successful games themselves, as the platform has gotten more and more popular, the standard of the games has gotten higher and higher, which means that the most successful games on Roblox today are made by multiple people collaborating.
And how do they get paid for their work on the platform?
Well, this is where we start getting into some areas of the platform that me and my team of journalists found somewhat sketchy. So as you make sales of, you know, whether you're making cosmetic items like clothing or full-blown games on Roblox, the money that you receive isn't actually, you know, US dollars or Great British pounds. What Roblox pays you with is the virtual currency of the platform known as Robux. So as you make, you know, sales of your game, hopefully, you get more and more and more Robux. But it's only if you hit the minimum withdrawal amount of possessing 100,000 Robux that you're allowed to withdraw them into your real-life bank account, at which point they get substantially devalued. Roblox ends up giving its young developers a fraction of what the industry standard would be. So usually video game publishers end up taking between 30% or 11% of a game's total sales price, and then the developers receive the rest. Roblox Corporation claims to give 25% of the sales price to people. So it's Roblox Corporation is taking 75% of sales on the platform. Wow. But in reality, it turns out when we looked at their financial records that for every dollar that goes into the Roblox platform, just 17 cents makes it back off the platform into the pockets of the developers who are actually making the games for this platform.
Oh, so can you translate this for us? If you have 100,000 Robux and that goes into your account, what can that translate to?
That translates to 350 US dollars, which it... And this is where the platform starts getting kind of tricky to understand, because if you were to buy 100,000 Robux, that would cost you about 1,000 US dollars. But Roblox Corporation buys Robux from you at a lower rate than it sells them. So what this means is that kids are sort of disincentivized from taking Robux they've earned off the platform. Because if you have a huge payday because you made a successful game, you're a sort of virtual millionaire on Robux. But the moment you choose to take that the Robux off the platform, if you choose to withdraw it, only at that point are your assets devalued. And this is one of the ways in which Roblox disincentivizes its young entrepreneurs from ever taking the money off the platform.
Wow. There's also something else, and that's abuse. There's room for abuse without any oversight from the company itself. You've actually covered a particularly tragic story about a 12-year-old girl who started working for a Roblox fan game creator who was in his 20s. He's accused of sending this 12-year-old sexual messages. Let's listen to what she told you on the condition of anonymity.
He was the one who started taking the inappropriate jokes into DMs first. He kept encouraging it, saying that it was okay to make these jokes. It's not illegal, it's not breaking any laws, even though it was literally sexting.
What unfolded once this came to light was something like a Me Too moment for Roblox. How long did this controversy go on for, and what ended up happening to the alleged abuser?
Well, this is the disturbing part, because that girl who we spoke to and a lot of her friends created evidence that this other gentleman on the platform was what they considered an abuser, but they could not get Roblox Corporation to act. They spent almost a year doing things such as trying to deliver handwritten notes to Roblox headquarters because they couldn't get a result from Roblox using official channels. The user in question was making Sonic the Hedgehog fan games, and it was only after our reporting on what happened to that young girl was put onto the internet that Sega took an interest. Sega asked Roblox to take the games down because they didn't like
the
this abuser making Sonic fan games. That wasn't a good look for Sega. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so only then did Roblox act. But that, to me, shows that Roblox was able to act very, very quickly when a corporation got involved and on an issue of copyright, but was not apparently interested in a year's worth of desperate messages from young people asking them to take action.
Hmm. There's also even more. Roblox also features an in-game market on cosmetic items your avatar can wear. And like the real fashion world, these items can carry a lot of prestige and go for hundreds, even thousands of dollars. You actually reported that children were buying and selling these items like commodities. Tell us more about this.
Yeah, I couldn't believe this when I found out. So there are items that Roblox sells on its marketplace that it only sells a limited number of or sells for a limited time. And after those conditions are over, the only way that Roblox users can get these limited items is by buying them from one another, which means that the price becomes whatever Roblox users are willing to buy and sell them for. And so some of these items, these limited items, go for tens of thousands of US dollars, which is an absurd thing for Roblox to be marketing to young people. But it's also a dangerous precedent because Roblox is not an entirely secure platform. There are so many of the people we talked to spoke of scammers or crime or exploits that could occur on the platform. And we spoke to one young kid who acquired a few limiteds worth several hundred dollars and immediately had them stolen from himself. We found that it's quite clearly dangerous for kids to become in possession of these items, even if they happen upon them by chance, because that just makes them the target of criminals.
When you asked Roblox for comment on these issues, what did they tell you?
So Roblox so far has become an outrageously highly valued company. As of last year, it is now a more valuable company than Nintendo. And it's gotten there partially by not acknowledging these problems at all. We had a phone call with Roblox's communications, and he had no interest in answering our questions at all. And I think that makes sense because this company has become enormously valuable without acknowledging any of these problems. And it feels like journalists fighting an uphill battle to get this enormous company to acknowledge that it is encountering some really serious difficulties as it scales up.
Okay, Roblox earned $500 million last financial quarter. With all of that profit, is there any sign that world regulators are looking into its business practices?
You know, I'm not personally connected to any sort of regulatory bodies, but I will say that we've been absolutely blown away by the response to our reporting. We've had tons and tons of Roblox users trying to contact us saying that, you know, the problems that we've encountered are absolutely real, but also that we just touched the tip of the iceberg. And we've had our reporting picked up by websites like The Guardian and now, mercifully, NPR. So it really does feel like we've revealed a problem that a lot of people are now very energetic about trying to solve.
That's Quentin Smith. He's a journalist at the outlet People Make Games. Thank you so much for this conversation.
Oh, thank you so much, Sonia.
The Roblox Corporation declined an interview but provided a statement responding to Quentin Smith's reporting. They pointed to their policies on parental spending limits within the platform and stated that they're taking aggressive action against third-party sites that deal with valuable in-game assets. Regarding the alleged case of sexual abuse, they noted that the communication between developers described in the reporting occurred predominantly on other platforms, not Roblox. They continue on by saying, quote, "While we cannot control activity on other applications that may have less stringent safety systems and policies, we aggressively deter moving activity off of Roblox and will take action against accounts when we are made aware of policy violations."